Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Did you know that September 17th this week was Constitution Day? Our country has the longest continuous running constitution in the world, 230 years. We've endured a civil war, a Great Depression, two world wars, and now a deadly pandemic. In 1963, Dr. Martin Luther King put it this way, and I quote him, "When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. All men would be guaranteed an unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." End of quote. We need to support and defend our Constitution. We need justices in our courts that will defend our Constitution. It has served our country as a foundation over all of these years. Okay, good news for corn farmers and biofuels. President Trump ordered EPA to reject the petitions from 54 refineries asking for exemptions. They don't qualify for economic hardship exemptions. So blend in the ethanol, as the law states. Another Trump executive order that could make a huge difference in the cost of prescription drugs was just issued. If the rule is successfully implemented, it should bring the cost of drugs in the United States more closely aligned with what other countries charge. Of course, you know, our medical industry will challenge this one. Now, back to the farm. We are all aware that crop herbicides have their critics. And I remember walking the cornfields with other high school boys hoeing the weeds. I also recall in 1992 going to Monsanto and being briefed on biotech crops that were tolerant of new deadly weed killers. Farm Journal has the story, and here's the title of it. Rob Farley's biotech shot was heard around the world. It's a powerful story. In 1996, 4.3 million acres of biotech crops were planted. This year, we have 500 million acres of biotech crops across the globe. We don't need kids to hoe the cornfields anymore. The weeds are gone. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.